Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
All right, so coming up on the show, set those reminders, 7:30. We're about a half an hour away from Fast Five with some more good loot to give away. A pair of tickets to see 5 Seconds of Summer. That'll be coming up. And I was just looking at the forecast, 98 today, which is going to be epic, bro, for the Broncos playing tonight. It's going to be a nice night for people to get out there and do some tailgating and get your drink on and fall down and break your nose.
Oh.
Mix in a water, maybe.
Yeah, exactly. Take it easy with that heat.
Yeah, easy with the meat and the beer tonight there, fellas. A lot of bro hugs this evening.
And, so many. Face
everyone's
paint.
Everyone's really excited about the Broncos starting up. So that's going on tonight in the Mile High City. Katie was talking to me off the air because we're all in this pursuit to stay youthful and young and I guess it all comes down to our hair now.
Oh, and how you part it, honestly. I don't know if you know this, guys, but when it comes to Gen Zers and millennials, there's a real big differentiating factor when it comes to what camp you lie in, right? Millennials have always said that a side part. So when you part your hair down the side, that is a true telltale that you are a millennial. But if you do the middle part, you're a Gen Zer. And that's how they've always been able to tell you apart, right? Well, now the Gen Zers are bringing back the side part and they're confusing everybody. But
oh, Lord.
If you want to look a little younger, the one who's starting it is Olivia Rodrigo. She is making that side part cute again. And so is Zendaya, Olivia Dean, Jenna Ortega, all of them showing up with side parts.
How
so
far
side
to the
part,
side do you have to go?
It is so bad.
Almost comb over.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They feel like, right, you know, there's definitely a good boundary. You don't want to go all the way over.
I'm a fan of the side
silly.
Part.
They say
I did the side part in middle school.
Okay, so you get it. And can you side part now?
No, I don't have enough hair.
Okay.
I'm starting to try to get it to grow back, though.
Jeez.
No, hey, it's no secret. Nicole made fun of me last night, actually. She said, you better go get hair plugs.
Oh.
That was after I made a comment about her.
Well,
and
see,
I can't talk
exactly,
about that
exactly. You asked
her. She always fires back. Like, she hits me with that missile.
But what's funny about this is it's all about nostalgia. And I'm sure you can see it in a lot of different areas of our life. Gen Zers love it. They're bringing back a lot of different 90s trends. So
I'm okay with
this
it.
Is part of that. The French tip nails, the low
like
rise
those.
Jeans.
I
know you guys are like,
big
yeah,
fan of
bring
those.
It back.
Those
let's
are fun.
Go. But
is that
yeah.
where you bend over and you see the whale's tail?
Yes, it is.
Yeah,
yes,
take me back
it
to
is.
98.
So, yeah, if you see a lot more side parts out there, it's trendy. That's
all right.
Look at me. Look at me. With
oh, look at that.
You look
15 minutes younger.
Yay.
All right, so I briefly want to talk about this chicken thing you were at last night. Give me a quick recap because I do want to jump off and talk about something that happened there because Josh had to leave. So that is funny to me. But give give me a quick recap of what went down.
Well, we were at Elidge's, myself and Josh, last night for chicken fight and burger brawl. And it was amazing. I guess this is like the fourth year I think they've had this. And they were talking about how like the first year there wasn't a whole lot of people and then it just kind of grew. Last night, it was like elbow to elbow, standing room only in the entire capacity of Elidge Gardens.
People love
it
chicken.
Was so packed. And there were so many restaurants from around the Mile High City and beyond that were there to service their delicious chicken and burgers. And it was just phenomenal. I mean,
did you participate in the wing eating contest?
I did.
You did.
And how funny.
Crushed
so
it.
How many people participated in it?
Okay,
was
so
it like a stage and everything?
There was like 3 heats of it.
Yeah.
And so I think it was like 8 per heat.
Okay.
And so I was in the first heat. I was the first contestant to go out on the stage.
Yeah, as it should be.
They played my walk-up song, which was a little Justin Bieber yummy.
It was good. Nice.
Yeah.
It was
good.
So
good.
I wanted to pick a song we played also here on Mix 100 to represent. But it's funny because I rolled in to this chicken wing eating contest and they told us to show up about 15 minutes early and we're all backstage and I'm looking around. I am one of 3 females in the entire thing and there are like former linebackers back
like
there.
Like NFL. No, like these were NFL players. I'm not kidding.
Nice.
These were actual like Broncos, Jets players.
Yes.
And then some basketball players too. Like these guys were
and
big dudes.
Legitimate guys.
And they're like 5'8 Katie.
Ready to eat chicken. And I was like, well, clearly I'm not going to win this thing. So at that point, I'm like, I just want to have fun, right? Because I still wanted to eat all the stuff at the festival. So that's where I was like, I don't want to make myself sick on chicken wings and then not be able to eat any of the burgers or nachos or any other stuff that they had. So my whole plan was to go out there and just kind of enjoy the chicken wings.
Good.
You know, when Josh and I had the dry run through and we had a little practice round, I stuffed 3 wings in my face in a minute, and I was like, that's way too much bird, you know? Like, I just...
It's hard.
Those are
big wings. How'd you do?
So, anyway, I was just trying to enjoy the wings, though, and I wasn't trying to go, like, super fast, but... I was still keeping pace with all these people. Like, apparently I was doing a really good job.
It was impressive. Like, just from the crowd,
how many
Katie.
Did you
just
do?
Wait, let me tell my story, Jenny! Anyway, so, like, yeah, at the end of it, in 3 minutes, I ate 10 fat wings. That's really good,
That's
right?
really good.
And the whole thing was who could eat 20 fastest. And I was like... There's no way I'm going to eat 20, but
you were
but there's like the video of it is totally people taking the wings and pounding them on the table to get all the meat off and then shoving it all in their mouth.
Good.
And they're like intense. And then you have me over here, like just seriously like looking at the wing and picking pieces off. But
so
I still kept pace with everybody. It
so
was
amazing. At the end, then there was like a grand champion then?
Yes,
or
yeah,
what
yeah.
did they get?
So they got.
It's like a whole year supply of the restaurants.
Well,
that they,
the festivals that they have in town.
Yes.
So the company, the dining out that had the chicken fest, they also do like rare and big eats and stuff like that. So you get a pair of tickets to all of those food festivals and then some kind of gift card and everything. And that's the thing. I didn't know there was an actual prize up for grabs and I felt
you would have tried harder?
Because, well, no, I was like one of the sponsor people. I didn't want to win. I felt like that would be a bad look. So then I was just like, I'm just going to relax and take my time.
Funny.
But it was pretty fun. Like, I've never been in a chicken wing eating competition before, and it was awesome. It was like, check
it's
that
perfect
off the bucket
for
list.
Absolutely
yes,
perfect.
Yes, and all
for
the
you.
Pictures are on our Instagram at Jeremy, Katie, Josh at Mix 100 Denver if you want to go check it out and see what it was like. But I highly suggest you get in on this next year because
it was good.
So much fun and so much good food.
I think the best moment for me, though, coming in this morning and hearing about all this, and then Josh, who was slightly reluctant to go anyway, but he got out of there a little early because. Of a text that he got from his girlfriend, which literally made me LOL, because bless her heart, what was the text that she sent you?
Hey, it's my half birthday, and we didn't celebrate today.
Half birthday. Yeah.
So,
what?
Months.
How old is she?
God love her.
She's in her 30s, right?
You and don't a have half. To
say, but she's in her
and a half.
So she is in camp half birthday?
So it's okay. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And she was on it. It's so funny. So the chicken fight thing was in Denver. So I hung out with her before because I was like, hey, she lives really close to Elitch's.
Okay.
I can just hang with her and then zip on over. So we hung out virtually the entire day before. Did some fun things. Grabbed lunch.
Yeah.
Walked around McGregor Square. Beautiful day. And then I had to go to the chicken fight thing. And I wanted to go with you and do a fun event and everything. And I get a text halfway through. She's like, it's my half birthday and you didn't do anything for it.
Like, what?
And I was
frick?
Like,
you couldn't have brought this up earlier?
Well, she didn't even know. That's the thing. She didn't even realize. So I didn't realize
either. So you hung
either.
Out with her, left, and then she realized and then had to text you.
Yes. And what that's when she was like, when you're done, come back over and we're celebrating my half birthday.
So does that involve a gift or?
So that's the whole thing now. This weekend is now about her and her half birthday because I missed
oh
it,
my
Jeremy.
God, no.
Because
please
I missed it.
Please find somebody else.
No, so we I love know. Her.
This is a
we love
add
her.
It to the
thing, though,
list of I don't think this is going to work
She is
out.
So good at celebrating others, so she deserves it, and I'm going to make this
Nobody
whole weekend about her.
Nobody deserves a half birthday. That's the dumbest thing on the planet.
What do you mean?
That's the dumbest thing.
I don't
thing.
Think. I think any
it's
reason.
It's my half birthday.
Jared, it's the same girl that it's the birthday month, though. It's the same
thing. She's a birthday month.
6
person.
Months ago, it was her birthday month.
Yeah. Oh, God.
And then yesterday was her half birthday.
Dude,
so
be
I
thinking
went back
about
over.
Your future here, all right? And if this is the kind of future that you want.
No, Josh. You could be way worse.
Half
you take
birthday.
That half birthday
you
and you embrace
worse.
It.
That is.
You embrace that. Celebrate the birthday.
Month, I put
girl.
A candle on a cookie
yes.
and I sang to her.
You
I'm
better.
Not kidding.
You
I sang
better.
To her.
You put a candle on a cookie.
I put a birthday, a happy. I went and got a birthday sash on her.
Yes.
I got it
and
all
what are
last
you doing
night.
Tonight.
And
tonight
she
we're
had
going
a
to Putt Shack.
Exactly. You're gonna celebrate.
We're mini golfing for her birthday.
Yeah.
She had a sash on.
She had a happy birthday sash. It said birthday chin
right now.
You shouldn't be. I think it's adorable.
Look, collectively, we're still in the first year.
It's not adorable,
so.
You guys.
I think it's pretty adorable.
It's sad.
I think it's adorable. I think it's cute.
It's needy, self-centered,
no,
and
I think a lot
sad.
Of girls do this,
and immature.
It's none of those things.
Oh, my
and
God.
And I want to
so
say,
immature.
Josh, I like that you are appeasing her. Like, you're
heck
actually
yeah.
You're
well,
leaning
he wants
into
to,
it.
You know.
Yeah.
I know why.
Well, that's every reason.
He wants to cut his shack.
Why do guys
yeah.
do
so
anything?
At what point, then, is it like, it's my quarter birthday.
Well, we're going to get
my
there.
It's my three-quarter birthday.
We'll cross that bridge when I forget about that one, too.
Oh, my God. When does it end?
It never does.
Oh, I got a headache. Oh, my God. The amount of messages coming in right now from women, which I'm so happy about, saying, oh, my God, Josh, a half birthday.
I know.
Are you
I know.
Are you kidding me with this princess pilot that you're dating? Some of my favorite ones here. My wife, Knickknack, was listening. She goes, please tell me Josh was just making this half birthday thing up.
Sorry, Knickknack.
And I wrote back, nope, I can't even. And then she just sent back another one. And he bought her a freaking sash?
You gotta go all out. It was there with the candles. It was honestly a 2-for-1.
Oh, hey, you guys are still together, though, right?
Yeah.
That's
we're
a
still
smart
together.
Move with that
she
sash.
She just wrote back. I don't think Josh's girlfriend and I may get along, is what Nicole said.
No free flights for you.
I would like to publicly say I love my wife very much, and thank you very much for not making me celebrate half birthdays. And Josh, she's probably right. I don't know if they're going to get along, buddy, so.
I'm sorry.
Lord help you.
Future talk.
Yeah. Speaking of stuff going on, my God, I'm looking at the list of things going on this weekend. It is going to be a busy city. I'll tell you that much.
A busy state.
You're right, Katie. I mean, first of all, is the Broncos game tonight.
Yeah,
I mean, come
Broncos.
On. Everybody's talking about that. We got the flock party that's taken over the Denver Zoo.
Yeah.
Big Bounce America with the enormous inflatable attractions is going to be at the Denver Coliseum. Comic-Con is going on in Colorado Springs. We got a Larry Walker statue unveiling. And then I know you're heading out to, what, Palisade?
Yeah.
Is that what you're doing, the Peach Festival?
And I forgot that it's also the Olathe Sweet Corn Festival.
Sweet Corn. It is?
Do not miss me with the sweet corn. And I love this festival because you get to roll into the festival grounds,
yeah.
And they have all-you-can-eat corn on the cob, right?
Okay.
So they have, like, truckloads of corn on the cob. And then they have the world's largest slab of butter right there on the table. And
really?
You can go roll style, so you can roll your corn in that butter along with everyone else in that park.
Not very sanitary at all.
And then they have a whole table full of seasonings. I mean, you can pick whatever you want. Cajun, barbecue, I mean, little ranch seasoning.
Ranch powder,
they have
yeah.
Everything on this table full of seasonings. And if you're a little germaphobe like you, Jeremy,
okay, so
slab of butter. They also have the spray butter that you can put on your corn.
Okay, that's
so,
maybe a little
you know
better.
What I mean? So, like,
well,
like,
I'm instantly thinking of this, because I feel like at the corn festival, everybody's, you know, eating the corn on the cob. Your hands are getting into it.
Yeah.
Then people are probably licking their fingers because they got butter all over it. And then they walk back over to the world's largest slab of butter.
Then
they're grabbing all the bottles of seasoning. This sounds disgusting to me.
Oh, it's delicious. It's the best festival ever. And I forgot that it's going on at the same time as the Palisade Peach Festival. So I'll probably
what do you rub your peaches on there?
My time between the peaches.
That sounds
and
inappropriate.
The corn. Oh, I just love the food festivals in Colorado. So
that
yes,
is. I mean, I'm going to tell you right now, that is a huge difference between the two of us on this show.
I know, because you don't.
Katie dies. She will go to any food festival.
I will.
She came to me with a list of food festivals the other week, and she's like, do you want to go to all these with me? I was like, hells to the no.
You're not
a food festival
you're
guy.
You're not, and you told me that. You're like, do you know me with the germs.
Like, I'm sorry. It's just
the last place I want to be.
Are we sponsoring any food festivals
right
now?
We're not. I don't think we are.
All the food festivals except.
But here's the thing.
But
I
no,
will go
I can't
to all
them.
Of them for us. So
thank
we've
you.
Got it covered.
They
and
gross me out. It's generally I can't talk about the.
And I love it because I'm like, because usually the festival is highlighting one specific food.
Yeah.
And that's why I like it, because I usually love that food. I mean, I haven't been to a festival I don't like, so
yeah,
I'm
just not for me.
Such a big fan. But hey, if you can't make it all the way over to Olathe, I wanted to point out there is the Loveland Corn Roast Festival this weekend as well.
One, huh?
So yeah,
how much corn is being consumed?
What? Did you know Boulder has the Taco Fest this weekend too?
A Taco Fest too?
Settle down.
There's just so many things.
I will not be at any of those.
I love it.
But I'll tell you right now, you might find me at the Big Bounce America with the inflatable bounce houses at the Denver Coliseum.
There's that too.
You might find me there.
Bouncing
all the places.
Actually, no, I'm kidding. You know how gross those are too.
You don't like that either?
I'm not a big fan of bounce houses
What
either.
About the Unicorn Festival,
What's
Jeremy?
That one?
Is that for you? The Arapahoe County Fairgrounds tomorrow and Sunday. So that's going to have unicorns, mermaids, fairies, princesses, food trucks, and face painters. There you go. There's Jeremy's festival. Foam party, slides, obstacle courses, and unicorn rescue derbies. Yes.
I don't mean to sound like a crotchety SOB,
you.
But come on. I cannot be alone in this.
Monster Day?
I can't be alone in camp, no festivals.
Monster Day's family friendly. All things monster in downtown Greeley. Is that blowing your skirt up? No.
Have fun, everybody.
Yay!
Enjoy all the incredible activities this weekend in the Mile High City and beyond.